Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Throughout its history, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, commonly known as HUD, has sought to increase homeownership, support community development, and increase access to affordable housing. Over the past several years, HUD has taken many notable steps to improve its management and performance through an effective resource management and workforce strategy. With us this morning to discuss HUD's strategic efforts in these areas is our very special guest, Keith Nelson, Assistant Secretary of Administration and Chief Human Capital Officer at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Good morning, Keith.
Pleasure to be here, Al.
Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Solly Thomas, Associate Partner in IBM's Human Capital Practice. Good morning, Solly.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Keith. Good to see you again.
Keith, let's start by taking a moment to provide our listeners with an overview of HUD. Can you tell us a little bit about its history and its mission?
Well, it's interesting. Congress created the Federal Housing Administration, a precursor to HUD, in 1934 during the Great Depression. And when FHA was created, there were 2 million construction workers just losing their jobs. So it was kind of a time of crisis, certainly, in a homeownership world. Terms were very difficult to meet for homebuyers seeking mortgages, and FHA was set up to provide liquidity to the financial market while promoting homeownership. At that time, only 40% of Americans owned their homes, and the FHA was a vital asset for Americans to start working on getting homeownership. And the FHA was the leader in the industry in 1934. A side note, I would give you the typical mortgage the FHA provided then. It was 50% of the property's value, so you had to have a 50% down payment, and your repayment term was between 3 to 5 years, ending with a balloon payment. So a very different mortgage structure than today. From that date, in 65, the HUD Cabinet Agency was created under President Johnson. In 68, Congress enacted the Civil Rights Act, which included the Fair Housing Act, which outlawed discrimination in housing, and HUD was given that enforcement responsibility. You mentioned HUD's mission to increase homeownership, support community development, and increase access to affordable housing free from discrimination. And with about 70% of Americans now owning their homes, we do continue to encourage homeownership, but it must be done right.
Now, you know, homeownership is a very broad issue across our country. Can you give us a sense of scale within the department, some specifics perhaps around, you know, how you're organized, the size of your budget, number of full-time employees, and how you're organized across the country?
Absolutely. HUD has 82 field offices across the country. It's probably pretty common with federal agencies. Most of our work is done in the field, as it should. We have one office, at least one office in each state and territory. Currently have about 9,500 employees at HUD, which is down from a high of 12,000. Our budget is about $35 billion. Most of that is administered through grants.
So, Keith, with that overview of the department, could you tell us more about your specific area and role as the Assistant Secretary of Administration and as the agency's Chief Human Capital Officer?
Sure, Solly. My office is charged with providing support to HUD's employees across the country. Basically, if our employees are happy, then I guess I'm doing my job, and so are my staff. We're responsible for all of the operations of the agency, ranging from human resources, building services, security, training, grant oversight. I am the Secretary's Chief Policy Advisor on Human Resources Management Issues, charged with selecting, developing, training, and managing a high-quality, productive workforce. So, like I said, if the employee is happy, I guess I'm doing my job.
And regarding these responsibilities and duties, Keith, what do you see as the top three challenges that you face in your position, and how have you addressed these challenges?
I would say it's one major challenge with three kind of subsets that all point to the same direction. And that is a high level of retirement eligible employees, including many in senior leadership positions. And that's the real concern. It's a fact. And our challenge is threefold. One of them is to continually attract new people to federal government to address our succession planning needs. And we've done several things along those lines that I'll get into. We also must kind of grow our own staff to take over leadership positions as the current leadership group retires. And so training and addressing those needs has been a major initiative at HUD. And then finally, we must get maximum productivity out of our current staff. And so we're changing the culture at HUD to really accountability and performance and rating people according to their what they're doing on the job.
Now, Keith, I understand that prior to coming to federal service, you not only had a career at the Dow Jones & Company, but you were also a sports journalist in Dallas. How did you begin your career, and what brought you to government?
Well, I did start out as a sports journalist, and it was very the way I'd relate it to my job today is that the game would start generally at 7-8 o'clock at night. It would usually go 2 or 3 hours, and this was anything from football to basketball to baseball to whatever season it was in. And you had about 30 to 40 minutes to get some interviews, write your story, call the editor, make sure it transmitted well, type it up, go through any questions the editor might have, and then call it a night. So you had a lot of prep work by kind of watching the game and doing the analysis, and then no time at all to kind of execute. So kind of like that to what I've been doing now. When I was at Dow Jones & Company, I got my MBA degree and went there. And some people might think Dow Jones & Company is kind of similar to the federal government. They publish the Wall Street Journal and Barron's. But my experience there was kind of a whirlwind. I joined their internet arm, which spun off into a joint venture startup based in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. So I was running at a super fast pace every day, working in business development, having a great time. But then when the dot-com bubble burst, I was, like a lot of people, looking for the next opportunity. And I was interested in going where the action was and being part of something larger. So I came to Washington in 2001. And I tell you, although this pace is slower in the federal government than a digital startup, certainly I was able to tap into some entrepreneurial spirit here and have had a great time doing it.
That's fantastic. So you sort of began to allude to this, but as you kind of reflect on your experiences as a sports journalist or perhaps at the Dow Jones, how have these experiences perhaps shaped your current leadership style and how you approach problems now over at HUD?
Well, I've been very fortunate to work under two strong secretaries and then a new third secretary that looks to be very, very exciting and promising. But I started at the Labor Department under Secretary Chow, and she's a Harvard MBA, and she's very hard driving and knows what she wants and is very determined and has done some great things there in her long tenure. Under Secretary Jackson, he was also very hands-on and very employee-centered, and I learned a lot from both of those people as well as others that I've worked with. And it really kind of boils down to my leadership style is to be fair and be clear. And this requires you to organize your priorities and strategies and know how to motivate your staff depending on who you're dealing with. When you're fair, it requires transparency, and clarity requires constant communication. And I like these two things because you can never attain perfection in either area. It requires you to continue to work at getting better all the time in those.
So it's a constant practice then.
It is.
Great. What is HUD's human resource strategy? We will ask Keith Nelson, Assistant Secretary of Administration and Chief Human Capital Officer at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.